Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of February 2019. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a petition challenging center's notification advising the media to not use the term Dalit to describe members of scheduled castes. Kerala High Court has initiated SUO Motu proceedings against the statewide Hartal announced by Youth Congress today. Supreme Court has refused to allow the reopening of Vedanta's Sterlite plant in Tuticorin, setting aside the National Green Tribunal order, which had allowed the company to reopen the plant. A Delhi court has extended interim protection from arrest to Robert Vadral till the 2nd of March in a money laundering case lodged by the Enforcement Directorate, ED. Supreme Court has asked Bihar government why it has been providing just one boiled egg a week to school children under the midday meal scheme when it had ordered all governments in drought-affected states to provide egg or milk 5 days a week. Supreme Court has directed all state governments to remind their respective police departments of its 24th of March, 2005 order which led to scrapping of Section 66A of the Information Technology, IT, Act and asked to ensure that Section 66A of IT Act is not invoked. Supreme Court has pulled up Unitech Limited for not cooperating with forensic auditors it had appointed and warned the company of initiating contempt proceedings for obstructing judicial work. Supreme Court has reiterated that a high court, while exercising jurisdiction under 482 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, can examine whether a matter which is essentially of a civil nature has been given a cloak of a criminal offence. Supreme Court has held that it is a mandatory legal requirement to specify whether sentences awarded to an accused convicted for two or more offences would run concurrently or consecutively. Madras High Court has dismissed a PIL seeking action against Health Secretary of Tamil Nadu for failing to make arrangements to play national anthem at two recent state events that Prime Minister had participated in and held that playing national anthem at all state functions is not mandatory. Delhi High Court has set aside center's notifications banning manufacture and sale of fixed drug combinations, FDCs, used for treatment of type 2 diabetes mellitus in patients who do not show improvement or glycemic control with diet, exercise and usage of dual therapy. Delhi Court has dismissed bail plea of Christian Michel, arrested in connection with an alleged scam in the 3,600 crore rupees Augusta Westland VVIP chopper deal. Delhi High Court has approved plan to revamp Capital City's Hazari Court complex and asked state government to start acting on it immediately. Delhi High Court has declined to give an urgent hearing to a plea seeking directions to the media to refer to the deaths of armed forces personnel as martyr or shaheed instead of terming it as a killing. Bombay High Court has refused leniency to a convict who had injured four persons of a family during a robbery attempt and ruled that just because injuries were minor, he can't escape clutches of law, particularly under IPC Section 397. Bombay High Court has asked state government to spell out progress in implementing its orders to install CCTV cameras at all police stations to prevent custodial deaths. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has turned down plea challenging special dispensation in the matter of employment given in favour of Kashmiri Pandits living in Kashmir Valley. Kerala High Court has directed that permanent Lok Adalat in state shall be treated as final level appellate authority in grievance redressal mechanism put in place by state for persons affected by flood landslides in relation to benefits announced for them through the various government orders. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has come down heavily on Tamil Nadu government for failing to clean its water bodies, particularly Kuam and Adyar rivers, and Buckingham Canal, despite repeated assurances.